Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control, my sugar was out of control, waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range, my weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 484. We're going to be finishing up the book of Revelation today with chapter 20, 21, and 22. I want to let everybody know that during these chapters, these are all prophetic visions, most of which have not come to pass yet. A lot of people have made the mistake of trying to interpret these and say, this says this, and this says that. These things have not been revealed yet. And churchianity has made a lot of mistakes. There are some things that are obvious, that are stated clearly. But a lot of this is in vision form, and we cannot literalize what is said here. This is a prophetic vision. So let's not make the same mistakes as a lot of these self-styled prophets of these modern churches and say it says this and it says that. We don't know what a lot of it says. It will be revealed when Yahweh decides to reveal it, just as in the book of Daniel. That's not all the way revealed yet. We've got some clues, and we can discuss it, but we're not absolutely positive. So let's not make the arrogant error of trying to literalize what's being said here. That's the mistake of the modern churches. Verse 1 of chapter 20. And I saw a messenger coming down from the heaven, having the key to the pit of the deep, and a great chain in his hand. and he sees the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. In verse 2, it makes it clear who he's talking about. But the 1,000 years can mean a number of different things. We're not sure on that. Probably not a literal 1,000 years. Verse 3. And he threw him into the pit of the deep and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should lead the nations no more astray until the 1,000 years were ended. And after that, he has to be released for a little while. Here's verse 4. I did a sermon rather extensively on the Noahide laws about the beheading of Christians by the Talmudists. That's in their law. They want to kill all the Christians and they want to behead them. This verse has to do with that. Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And the lives of those who had been beheaded because of the witness they bore to Yahshua and because of the word of Elohim, and who did not worship the beast nor his image and did not receive his mark upon their foreheads or upon their hands. And they lived and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years. Again, 1,000 years. But the beheadings are in the Noahide laws that have been passed because of the witness to Yahshua. Christians, okay, people that proclaim Christ. That's in their plans of the children of the devil. All right? Verse 5. And the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. That has not happened as of yet. Verse 6. Blessed and set apart is the one having part in the first resurrection. The second death possesses no authority over these. But they shall be priests of Elohim and of Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Verse 7. And when the 1,000 years have ended, Satan shall be released from his prison. Verse 8. Reference Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2. Ezekiel 38, 2. And he shall go out to lead the nations astray, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, reference Ezekiel 38, verse 2. We don't know who they are either. We have people that say they do, but there's no nation named Gog or Magog existent today. We don't know for sure. Okay, we don't know for sure. To gather them together for battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. And they came up over the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the set apart ones and the beloved city. And fire came down from Elohim out of the heaven and consumed them. Hasn't happened yet. Future prophecy. verse 10. And the devil, who led them astray, was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tortured day and night forever and ever. Hasn't happened yet. Future prophecy. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne and him who was sitting on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from what was written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Sheol, that's the land of the dead and its inhabitants, gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Verse 14, and death and Sheol were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Reference chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 20, verse 6, chapter 21, verse 8 in Revelation. And here's the bad news. Verse 15. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. People that have rejected Yeshua and rejected Yahweh, they're dooming themselves. That ends chapter 20. Here is chapter 21. This is verse 1. Please reference Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17, Isaiah 65, 17, Isaiah 66, verse 22, Isaiah 66, verse 22, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, 2 Peter 3, 13, Psalm 102, verses 25 and 26. Psalm 102, 25 and 26. And I saw, this is verse 1 of 21, I saw a renewed heaven and a renewed earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea is no more. When Yeshua takes over and Yahweh takes control, he's going to heal and repair all this pollution, all this destruction, all this mess that we have created will be healed, will be changed. Okay? It's going to be changed after his wrath has been meted out on the evil ones. Verse 2 of chapter 21, reference 2 Esdras chapter 13, verse 36. 2 Esdras 13, 36. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1. And chapter 61, verse 10. That's Isaiah 52, 1 and 61, 10. And Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12. Revelation 3, 12. Verse 2. And I, Yohanan, saw the set-apart city, renewed Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from Elohim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The old Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. It's not going to be reoccupied. It's cursed. It's occupied by cursed seed people right now. There will be a new, renewed Jerusalem. And none of those creatures will be there. Verse 3. And the references for verse 3 are Leviticus 26, verses 11 and 12. Leviticus 26, 11 and 12. And Ezekiel 37, verse 27. Ezekiel 37, 27. Verse 3 here. And I heard a loud voice from the heavens saying, see, the booth of Elohim, or tabernacle, is with men. That's with mankind. Okay. And he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Elohim himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. All right. When they're talking about men and mankind, they're talking about Adam kind. Okay? He is our Elohim. Always has been. The seed of Adam. Verse 4. Reference Isaiah. These are all in Isaiah. Isaiah 25. Verse 8, Isaiah 25, verse 8, 35, verse 10, 35, 10, and 65, 19, 65, 19, verse 4. And Elohim shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former have passed away. So we won't be mourning over our sins that we committed in our errors, because we've been forgiven by the blood of Yeshua. That cleanses us, and we just won't remember them anymore. We're not going to be tortured. Oh, on so-and-so a date, I did this. Oh, I just hate my life. I regret it. That's all going to be wiped away. Okay? Well, we won't be in pain forever. We're convicted of our sins now, and we'll remember them when we face judgment. But if we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, we won't have to remember them forever. They'll be removed. Verse 5. And he who was sitting on the throne said, see, I make all new. What did I just say? He's going to make everything new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and trustworthy. Verse 6 of chapter 21. Reference Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Aleph and the Tau. That's the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Okay, the Aleph and the Tau. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end. To the one who thirsts, I shall give of the fountain of the water of life without payment. That's the remnant. That's our promise that we have been under and hoping on. Verse 7. Reference 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Samuel 7, 14. And Psalm 89, verses 26 and 27. Psalm 89, verses 26 and 27. Verse 7. The one who overcomes shall inherit all this, and I shall be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. The one who overcomes. What does the name Israel mean? Israel, you will overcome with Elohim. That's what Israel means. You will overcome. Okay? You will rule the overcomers, the people of Israel. Here's some bad news for some people. Verse 8 of chapter 21. But as for the cowardly and untrustworthy and abominable and murderers and those who whore and drug sorcerers, that's pharmakia, drug sorcerers, those who enchant with drugs, and idolaters and all the false, their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Uh-oh. They're, not everybody's going to make it. All these people, oh, everybody's going to be saved. No, not everybody. The people involved in these chapters, the only people that are going to be judged, that are going to stand in front of the throne, are Israelites. The rest, anybody that has died that is not an Israelite, they don't have that eternal spark. They will die a death and go back to the earth like a dog or a hat or a cat. A hat. Dog or a cat or a horse or a cow. They're not divine from above like Israel is. They never had that eternal spark. We did. That will be restored to us after this judgment. Verse 9. And one of these seven messengers who held the seven bowls filled with these seven last plagues came to me and spoke with me, saying, come, I shall show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Verse 10, reference Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 2. That's Ezekiel 40, verse 2, and 2 Esdras chapter 10, verse 27. 2 Esdras 10, 27. This is verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit. Okay, not physically, in the spirit. To a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the set apart Jerusalem, descending out of the heaven from Elohim. That's the renewed Jerusalem. That's what's coming. Okay. Having the esteem of Elohim, and her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. This is a prophetic vision, not literal. Okay? He's in the spirit. And sometimes it's hard to say exactly what the spirit shows you. We don't have the words. We don't get it right. Verses 12 and 13. Verses 12 and 13. Reference Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 22 and 23. And Ezekiel 48, verses 30 through 35. That's Ezekiel 47, 22 and 23, and 48, 30 through 35. Verse 12, and having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 messengers. Now those messengers are angels, okay? That's what they call angels in the King James. And names written on them. The names written on the 12 gates, which are of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. A gate for a tribe. Verse 13. Three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, and three gates on the west. Verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 emissaries of the Lamb. 12 and 12, 12, 12. Okay, that's the holy number, 12. Verse 15 of chapter 21. Reference Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 3. Ezekiel 40, verse 3. And he who spoke with me had a golden measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its wall. Verse 16. Now this is a vision. Remember, don't try to literalize this. And the city lies four-cornered, and its length is as great as its breadth. It's a square, okay? And he measures the city with a rod, 12,000 stadia. That's approximately 2,216 kilometers or 1,377 miles. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. It's 1,377 miles wide and broad and high. Big cube. Wow. Verse 17. And he measured its wall. 144 forearms. That's approximately 66 meters or 216 feet. According to the measure of a man, that is, of a messenger. That's the forearm of a man. That's how high the wall is around it, 216 feet high. Verse 18 and verses 18 through 21, you can reference Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 and 12. Isaiah 54, verses 11 and 12. And for verse 18, you can reference Tobit chapter 13, verse 16. Tobit 13, verse 16. This is verse 18. And the structure of its wall was jasper, and the city was clean gold like clear glass. Verse 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation, jasper. The second, sapphire. The third, agate. The fourth, emerald. Verse 20. The fifth, sardonyx. The sixth, ruby. The seventh, chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysoprase. The 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. Some of those, we don't know what they are. Verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the street of the city was clean gold, like transparent glass. This is a prophetic vision, okay? Verse 22. And I saw no dwelling place in it. Capital D, dwelling, capital P, place. For Yahweh El Shaddai is its dwelling place and the Lamb. That means the temple. Okay. Yahweh is the Lamb. What's that tell you? Yahweh in the flesh. Okay, he is the Lamb. Verse 23. Reference Isaiah chapter 60. Verses 19 and 20, Isaiah 60, verses 19 and 20. Verse 23, and the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the esteem of Elohim lightened it, and the Lamb is its lamp. Verse 24, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3. Reference Isaiah 60, verse 3, for verse 24. And the nations of those who are saved, those are the Israel nations, shall walk in its light. Reference Isaiah 60, verse 3, okay? And the sovereigns of the earth bring their esteem into it. Those are the rulers of the planet. Verses 25 and 26. Reference Isaiah chapter 60, verse 11. Isaiah 60, verse 11, verse 25. And its gates shall not be shut at all by day, for night shall not be there. Verse 26. And they shall bring the esteem and the appreciation of the nations into it. It will be revered, in other words. Verse 27. Reference Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel 12, 1. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Isaiah 52, verse 1. And Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 9. Ezekiel 44, 9 for verse 27. And there shall by no means enter into it whatever is unclean, neither anyone doing abomination and falsehood. Okay? No abomination and falsehood. See verses 22-15 in Revelation and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11. Verse 21 on that. As well as Daniel and Isaiah and Ezekiel. But only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Just the redeemed. Just the remnant. Nobody else. Very clear. That ends chapter 21. Here is chapter 22. This is the final chapter of the book of Revelation. Verse 1, and for verse 1 of chapter 22, reference Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1, Ezekiel 47, verse 1, and Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8. Zechariah 14, verse 8. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. Verse 2. Of chapter 22. Reference Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Genesis 2, 9. 2 Esdras chapter 2, verse 12, and chapter 7, verse 23. 2 Esdras 2, 12, and 7, 23. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits for the 12 tribes of Israel. 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, the Israel nations. Okay, verse 3. Reference Zechariah chapter 14, verse 11. Zechariah 14, 11. And no longer shall there be any curse, and the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Verse 4 of chapter 22. Reference 2 Esdras, chapter 7, verse 98. Oh, I made a mistake on verse 2, that's 2 Esdras 7, verse 123. Not 23, 123. And verse 4, 2 Esdras 7, verse 98. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be upon their foreheads. The name of Yahweh written on our foreheads, in our minds, that we know him, okay? Verse 5, reference Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. Isaiah 60, verse 19, and the book of Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. Daniel 7, 18. And night shall be no more, and they shall have no need of a lamp or the light of the sun, because Yahweh Elohim shall give them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Verse 6. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. And Yahweh Elohim of the set apart prophets has sent his messenger to show his servants what has to take place with speed. This is future prophecy, okay? When he comes, he's coming quickly. Verse 7, see, I am coming speedily. I am coming quickly. When it's time, we're not going to have any warning. Blessed is he who guards the word of the prophecy of this book. I keep trying to tell people there's no time. You're running out of time. You've got to get right with Yahweh now. If you put it off and put it off, you're going to be caught short. I'm coming speedily. He's not going to tell us when he's coming back. It's going to be a nasty surprise for the evil ones. verse 8. And I, Yochanan, saw and heard these things. And what I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the messenger who showed me these. Verse 9. And he said to me, see, do not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brothers the prophets, and of those who are guarding the words of this book. Worship Elohim. In other words, don't worship me. Don't bow down to me. I'm the same as you. I'm just a worker here. Verse 10. Reference Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Daniel 12, verse 4. Verse 10. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. It's not closed up. It's coming to pass day by day by day. We're having more and more revealed each day. Verse 11. Now, this is what I try to tell people. Reference Daniel 12, verse 10. Daniel 12, verse 10. And there's no hope for some. Verse 11. He who does wrong, let him do more wrong. He who is filthy, let him be more filthy. He who is righteous, let him be more righteous. He who is set apart, let him be more set apart. People are going to do what they're going to do. Only the called remnant are going to listen. Can't help the rest. Verse 12. Reference Psalm chapter 28, verse 4. Psalm 28, 4. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Jeremiah 17, 10. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. And Isaiah chapter 62, verse 11. That's Isaiah 40, 10 and 62, 11. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Matthew 16, 27. And John chapter 5, verse 29. John 5, 29, verse 12. And see, I am coming speedily, and my reward is with me, to give to each according to his work. Verse 13, here it is again. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Again, reference Isaiah 44, 6 and 48, 12. Isaiah 44, 6 and 48, 12. And Revelations 1, verses 8 and 17. Revelation 1, verse 8 and 17. And verse 2, chapter 2, verse 8. Boy, I got my tongue in front of my eye teeth there. Chapter 2, verse 8. That's for the Aleph and the Tau. Verse 14. Blessed are those doing, not saying or believing, doing his commands. Right? Doing his commands, so that the authority shall be theirs unto the tree of life, and to enter through the gates into the city. The ones that actually do it, not the ones that just say so. You have to do them. Reference Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. And chapter 3, verse 22, that's Genesis 2, 9 and 3, 22. And Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. Matthew 19, 17. Verse 15. reference 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11. Verse 15. But outside are the dogs and those who enchant with drugs, the drug sorcerers, drug pushers, pharmakia, and those who whore, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and all who love and do falsehood. See verse 21, 27, all right. Chapter 21, verse 27, and 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 16, reference Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 10. Isaiah 11, 1 and 10. I, Yeshua, have sent my messenger to witness to you these matters in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David, King David, the bright and morning star. Verse 17, reference Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Isaiah 55, verse 1. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And he who hears, let him say, come. And he who thirsts, come. And he who desires it, take the water of life without paying. Verse 18 and verse 19, reference Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2 and chapter 12 verse 32. Deuteronomy 4 2 and 12 32. Listen to this carefully. For I witness, verse 18, for I witness to everyone hearing the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, Elohim shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part from the book of life, or the tree of life, okay? Some manuscripts read tree of life. And out of the set apart city which are written in this book. I'll read that again. Verse 19. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part from the book of life and out of the set apart city which are written in this book. You're hit. Verse 20. He that bears witness of these matters says, yes, I am coming speedily. That's Yeshua, Messiah. He will come in a rush when we least expect it. We're not going to get any heads up. He's just going to show up and catch everybody unaware. And woe be unto those that are his enemies. He that bears witness of these matters says, yes, I am coming speedily. Amen. That means so be it. Yes, come, Master Yeshua. Verse 21. The favor of our Master Yeshua Messiah be with the set apart ones. That's the remnant. And again it says, Amen. That so be it, and that ends the book of Revelation. That's it. Praise Yahweh. It has been a wonderful experience doing these scriptures for you. It truly has. All shows after this will be played in series as far as the show number. That's going to repeat. I think we're in Isaiah when this show will finally end. Yes, we're coming down the end of Isaiah. And then it'll start Jeremiah, you know. But the shows are numbered. And they'll go by the show numbers daily. I have an early slot for a repeat. That's the day before show. And then the show for that day will be at my normal time for word for word. My brothers and sisters, I'm getting a little choked up here. It has been a pleasure and a privilege that Yahweh has called me to do these I do these out of love for you and love for my Father in heaven and my Messiah. We're in the middle of the battle right now, and it's going to continue on until victory is achieved by the armies of Yahweh. And these words that I have read to you over the years are a most important part of this fight. The word itself is the two-edged sword of Yahweh. I hope and pray that these words that I have read to you over the years have been a blessing, and that they change your life to enter into the service of our Father and to call upon His name and to proclaim Yeshua as Messiah. I pray that you take these words and you witness them to others that you meet that are of the remnant that don't know Him, so that you may bless them with these words. I cannot tell you how much this privilege means to me that He has called me, a sinner, to do His work. I am so grateful, and I thank you and the listening audience for your support over the years. Your attaboys and the good comments, and those that have helped me financially when I first got out of prison, out of the federal gulag, and started in on these shows all those years ago. Pastor Eli James picked me up personally and brought me up here and got me started, got me my first computer after all those years that I spent in the gulag, and got me started on the Word for Word series. He has been a soldier of Yahweh throughout all the years. And through EFR, I have been privileged to meet many in the army of Yahweh and all the great show hosts that have done their part with EFR. Well, this ends show number 484. This is the end of the Word for Word series. It will be playing in repeats from now on. All of my shows, Wake Up Call, etc., Wake Up Call will continue on. I'll be doing live sermons. But my website is www.pastor-steve.com. All these shows will be archived. They are on the EFR website. They're all loaded up in the website. You can listen to them there. You can listen to them on my website. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you. And may the Messiah return soon, and Yahweh extend his mighty arm of power and smash the evil ones of the enemies of Yahweh. All praise and all glory to him. In Yahweh's holy name. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. ¶¶